This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Chad Hannum. Todd Mitchell is here. We have Daniel answering your calls when you ring us up at 800-228-0550. Kevin is here, ready with any Donald Trump updates, tweets. He already made us aware of one tweet from the president this morning. It has to do with, well, I'll just read it to you. Universities will someday study what highly conflicted and not Senate-approved Bob Mueller and his gang of Democratic thugs have done to destroy people. Why is he protecting crooked Hillary, Comey, McCabe, Lisa Page and her lover, Peter Strzok, and all of his friends on the other side?
Question. That's enough.
He's had enough, I think, of the whole Mueller thing, hasn't he? Yeah. It sounds like it to me. Anyway, so that's causing a bit of a stir today. Nancy Pelosi is being challenged. There's evidently a letter out there signed by 17 folks that could block her. So she's kind of poo-pooing that a little bit. The caravan is now the first part of it approaching the U.S.-Mexican border. In fact, we have reports of members of the caravan at Tijuana. So there's that. Am I forgetting anything else, fellas, in the way of sort of the big news? Senator John Hoeven's going to join us later this hour on the program. We're going to talk with him a little bit about the farm bill, where that's at, also the latest on the trade deals. Also border things there as well. I do want to ask him about, you know, what are the chances of just, you know, having something decided about how to do, defend the border. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then also we get a chance, something on this concern over ROTC members in North Dakota, too. So we have that as well. The other thing we're talking about today is Cultivate. Told you about this yesterday as well. But Cultivate is actually a gathering of folks and a convergence of sorts of technology and agriculture coming together. And a great event planned this afternoon, 1 until 5. And I'm just looking. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 individual speakers, and then two panels, one on infrastructure and one on farmers. So, you know, about 20 folks participating from 1 until 5 this afternoon at Island Park and the stage there. And we're going to talk to the very first presenter in just a moment here to tell us a little bit about his presentation as well. And then, as I mentioned, bottom of the hour, Senator John Hoeven will be joining us. Michael Prorok is here. Michael is the Chief Technology Officer and Founder at Measure.io. And he's going to be talking about, among other things, a solution for farmers called EarthStream Platform. So how are you, Michael?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Nice to see you. Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina. So I live a little west of Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area, kind of out in the country there, and originally from upstate New York.
Have you been to North Dakota before?
I actually have. So I've driven through a few times going hunting out west and things like that. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back and participating in this event. What do you think of Cultivate?
I think it's great. Anytime you can get a whole bunch of smart people together, or, you know, just interesting individuals and let some ideas flow freely and get some back and forth, I think good things come out of that. One of the big problems I see in particularly agriculture and then technology in general, but technology as relates to agriculture, is that most technology guys want to sit down and tell you what to do. And I think that's one of the biggest problems, is that the technology that gets delivered back into ag is not actually answering the farmer's needs. And, you know, if I sit there and try to tell you, hey, you can do things my way and it'll be better, chances are, one, I'm wrong. And then, two, chances are you're not going to be happy with it. So anytime you can sit down and actually listen and work with folks that are actually growing things, dealing with problems out in the field, that's going to give far better insight into what the actual problems are that need to be solved, whether that's on the pest management side or fertilizer management side, cost management side as well. So.
Give me an example of something you think would be, you know, a good example of a success where that process works. You know, grower says, this is a pain point. This is causing me problems. And if you could fix this, it would be great. And I'd buy your software, your hardware all day long. What would be a good example?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a couple of things coming to mind, but, one just recently we were, talking with some folks over at Cotton Inc. And, one of the problems cotton farmers tend to have is knowing when to go in and spray things at exactly the right time, especially trying to minimize dicamba usage and things like that, and trying to avoid additional regulation on areas that are actually impacting, you know, their ability to grow. And so we were able to kind of go in, drop some sensors and some field collection sites out and start looking at when certain funguses in particular were emerging and take that data from the lab, turn all the raw DNA stuff back into actual models to say, hey, we've actually got, you know, anthracnose popping out in this particular field, in this region, at exactly this time. And that's, more importantly, going to be happening next week rather than right now. And that's actually something that's highly, highly useful. If you can go through and minimize the amount of chem cost you've got, that's actually making an impact to your bottom line.
Yeah, very interesting. I understand we're going to be talking about something called Earth Stream platform.
Yes.
Now I've read that three times and I thought I can't imagine what that is. What is that all about?
Yeah. So we were thinking of names, when we started building the software out, and actually probably easiest to start by just rolling back into how we even got started in the first place. So, I grew up in the country and, had a career mostly in tech, and, my wife and I moved back and started a small farm, up near my father-in-law in rural North Carolina. And one of the things that we realized really quickly is that there was no tech for the average farmer out there. There's a lot of tech for the really big guys. There's a lot of tech that costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of complicated stuff out there. So how could we go through and simplify that? And when we think about it, a lot of what we need to do when we're growing stuff is listen to and understand what resources we have available and really stream data out of the earth and out of our environment back into some platform that helps us combine all that information together with our end goals. And so that's really what we're up to, is we've built a platform that we call the EarthStream platform that combines data from the field, combines data from your activities, combines data from knowledge base, satellite, drone, puts that all together, and then most importantly, it from that determines what you could do maybe a little bit differently, or what you might be missing that you should be aware of, right? Or if you had more time on your hands, you might notice it walk in a field, right? So what could we go through and pull out from that and help you do your job better?
Very interesting. Is it realistic to think you can have an ongoing conversation with farmers and constantly, tweak this and learn and add new ideas to the mix? Or is it, okay, I got my input. Now I'm going to go in my shop here and I'll see you in a year. How does it work?
Yeah, no, and this has been a big benefit, I think, of, just innovations in technology in general. So everything from 3D printing to, better technology development stacks from a software side. This has let us be really, really iterative. So, you know, when I look at folks that play in the space, we've seen a lot of that. Hey, I've got this idea. Let me go validate it. Come back to you in a year and then, you know, work from there. We actually, when we started out, went into a very iterative process with a number of key growers in different areas, actually in the turf side as well as on the farm side, and said, here's our idea. Let's go test this out. Let's make these changes real time with you and then come back and make some more changes. And so we typically are in about a 2-week cycle of going through, adjusting things, and working directly with feedback from the field. And so that's, I think, been a key differentiator from us, is the fact that we do stay engaged. I was just down in New Mexico meeting with, the Navajo Agricultural Products Group. So I spend, probably half my time writing code and developing predictive models, and the other half of the time actually out in the field working with folks.
Is this a game changer? I mean, of major proportions to take. I mean, we all know the impacts technology has on our lives, but connecting them to agriculture is such an important sector to the economy, certainly in the Midwest and many places in the country. Is this a sort of mind blowing game changing activity going on here?
Yeah, I think absolutely, and I think the key thing to remember is that the goal here is to make it easier for people, right? Not to just throw complicated stuff out in front of them. I'm not helping anyone if they have to go hire an agronomist to sit there and interpret the data that I'm giving back to them, right? I'm helping them if they can take a glance at a text message that says, hey, maybe you want to back your irrigation off for the next 3 days, you know, by X number of inches. That's actually helpful. That's something someone can understand. And that's, I think, what we've been striving for in ag and for quite a while, and we're just now finally getting there to the point where this is a reality.
By the way, you can find out more about all this at emergingprairie.com. Cultivate is the conference. It's happening today from 1 until 5. I mentioned earlier all those speakers. I mean, it's one after another. Boom, 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 which I like, just because you could pack a lot of information in a short period of time and, you know, take a half a day to get this data, so it's really neat. There also is little networking sessions after each of the sessions, so you can talk with folks like Michael and just, you know, visit a little bit more as well and be part of that. Farmers Panel ends with a happy hour and networking at 5 tonight. And again, there's still registration available if you'd like to take that in. At Island Parks, The Sage. Fascinating to learn about Measure.io. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael Porock, the owner, with us on the program. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Mercer, Pembina, and a 3,400-acre absolute auction in Sioux County, North Dakota, and an 845-acre farm in Norman County, Minnesota, and a 1,700-acre grain farm in Daniels and Valley Counties in Montana. And don't forget, two farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If you come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Second and Main in Valley City, North Dakota is a destination. That's where in 1977 the magic of Pizza Corner Pizza was created. A family recipe that included a pizzeria-style crust, tangy tomato sauce, and best of all, generous amounts of the finest quality toppings. Soon, Pizza Corner Pizza was dubbed the finest anywhere. Today, that tradition continues, and with the fresh, updated look of Pizza Corner Pizza, we're confident the legacy will live on. Purchase one from your local grocery store today. Fresh, new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Catch up on text here, Todd. A little behind. All this here this morning. Sorry, my microphone's in the way of all my papers. You okay? Everything good? Everything fine? Let's do the text, and then if you have a question or comment, lay it on us, 2580550. This segment is all yours to tell us what's on your mind at this very moment. And also, Senator John Hovind will be here at the bottom of the hour. Your calls and questions and comments are welcome for him as well on any topic. So all that coming up. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Mineral Tracker. Boy, do we get rave reviews about Mineral Tracker. They have a one-month free trial, so you can sign up for it. And I'm not sure anybody that's done the one-month free trial hasn't signed up and kept it. I mean, it's very affordable. And what it does, more than anything, is organize, audit, track your income for any royalty owner on an affordable, easy-to-use platform. It's the only one I know of that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to what was expected based on a well performance and a proprietary Bakken-specific reservoir model built by Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. So they use gain mapping and the storage features to monitor well locations. They store the important documents in the online accounts. Users with premium account services gain access to the expert advice of Mineral Tracker's team of petroleum engineers and certified mineral managers. And the best part of this deal is they do it all from Watford City, North Dakota. That's the home base. A technology company. Beautiful app. Go to mineraltracker.com. Send an email to info@mineraltracker.com and sign up. Take control of your minerals. Using Mineral Tracker. A shoebox just doesn't cut it anymore. 1 month free trial and you can cancel any time. MineralTracker.com. Kevin is in Belfield. You're next on What's On Your Mind, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just curious about Heidi Heitkamp's Senate race. Do you suppose she may have got more votes losing than she did when she won?
I'm trying to understand what you mean. You're saying... Actual votes?
You've been talking about how great a turnout this past election was, and I'm just curious if she got more votes this time in her and ended up losing than when she won 4 years ago or whatever year that was.
Interesting, yeah. Worth checking out. I think we can find that information on the Secretary of State's website. I'm trying to remember 6 years ago. There's always more votes in a presidential election than there is in a non-presidential election,
okay.
Right?
Sure.
And when did she get elected again? Do you remember what would be, it shouldn't be hard.
Wouldn't it have been 6 years ago?
Yeah. So, that would have been a presidential election. See, so she might have, right? Because that'd have been Obama's second term in 2012.
Yeah. Anyway, if you could check it out, I'll just keep listening.
I'm guessing that she would have had more votes 6 years ago. But we'll check it out.
All
interesting
right.
Question.
Okay, thanks.
I would have not thought of that. You guys? Just wouldn't have crossed my mind.
Not really, no.
Would not have had any idea. Anyway, but it would have been a presidential year, so there certainly would have been a higher number of total votes, for sure. I can't do it on the fly here, but I'll try. Kev, see if you can find it. It'd be the Secretary of State's website where it would have, you know, Senate votes, but I don't know where exactly it is there. So if I do that, I'll just talk to myself rather than talk to our fine listeners here. 2580550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, the local number. The toll-free is 800-228-0550. You also can text us. And let me get to these texts because I promised I would. I have a few minutes left. CNN is not banned from these White House briefings. They have six other passes. Just Jimmy the Acoster got his pass revoked. These passes are like tickets to an event. If you read the back, any ticket. They're revocable at any time by the venue hosting the event. I agree, you got to follow rules. And I don't think anybody said that it didn't mean CNN was bounced. Plenty of other folks. And again, he's still going to report, just needs to report from outside the White House. Another texter. Unfortunately, there seems to be the same amount of modern twisted versions of the Constitution as the Bible. I follow the original text. I think interpretations are the problem, actually. Texter, Trump had done nothing to the press in respect to the First Amendment. This doofus from CNN broke the rules. You can't act like that in a classroom, in a church, etc. It's the White House. Have some darn respect for the office. Obama had journalists investigated. What has Trump done? These people that defend this are just putting on a PR ploy. You raise a very good point. For all the hue and cry from folks, Jeff Flake and other media and everything else, James Rosen was under criminal investigation. Where were they then? Just proves it's a big game for them. That's all there is. Texter says, freedom of the press to me means that the press and the people have the right to know what's going on without threatening national security and reporting it. It's not an opinion poll. That's for the editorial page or commentators. Whatever happened in news being reported with the facts only. Ugh, no kidding. Continues with the text, I really cannot think of one news outlet that reports facts only. The closest I've ever seen over the years is Fox News. But there are times that that is leaning in a certain direction as well. Yeah, Fox is, Fox does a lot of opinion journalism. Now, thankfully, it's opinion journalism from the perspective that very few other media members come from, like CNN, MSNBC, and all that. But I'd love to go just find out, okay, today at the border, you know, X amount of individuals at the border, X amount tried, X amount, arrested, X amount. Just give me the facts. I just want the facts. Todd, you're going to have to deal with this one. Somebody wants to know why Bob Costas was kicked out of the White House press conference. Can you take care of that one?
What a stupid question that is.
That is not nice to say.
Maybe Trump doesn't like how he calls sports events. I don't know. I agree. It's...
I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. That's what he said when we asked him about Todd, wasn't it?
Todd Mitchell!
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
It was. Todd, the radio guy, ladies and gentlemen, right there. All right, there we go. I'm caught up on text, and now more will come in, and that's great. 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd, Senator Hovenax.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports released this morning, and one the Commerce Department says retail sales were up in October, increasing by 0.8% last month, when analysts were expecting them to rise by 0.5%. That is, the Labor Department reported that 216,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, above the 212,000 economists were predicting. A week and 2 days since Election Day, and in Florida, the recounts continue.
DeSantis, Kaufman, Scott.
The recount's going on for races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. There's been a deadline set to get them completed by 3 p.m. Eastern today. The Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed 56 lives, 130 people still missing. And this is USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and 1 year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson and Sons. The website I talk about a lot is a great little resource that you can learn how folks, and not a few, a lot, 600, 700, 800 different building owners are receiving a nice little, well, it's just common sense, but it's more to the bottom line by having H.A. Thompson and Sons maintain their buildings. It is working for a lot of folks across the Northern Plains. Find out more about it at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. Senator John Holman joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Good to have you on the program and talk a little bit about the way forward on a number of the issues that have been in the news. One is the Farm Bill, and I know you have updated us a number of times. You're on the conference committee. It sold out after it looked like there was maybe going to be some progress, I guess a victim of election politics. Now that the election's behind us, give us an update on when you think that might be done.
Yeah, well, we've got to tell you, it's snowing here in D.C., so you know, I know it's supposed to warm up a little bit out there this week, and just let North Dakotans know that snow here. And so I like to rub it into these guys a little bit. It's nicer in North Dakota today than it is out here in D.C.
So, yeah, exactly. They can't handle it very well, especially driving.
I tell them it's nicer in North Dakota every day than it is out here. It is. We're pushing hard. I try to stay optimistic. We really have resolved most everything. It's down to the food stamp issue, as you know, or as I'm sure you heard, Scott. And we're just trying to get a work requirement that makes sense. And what's going on is that, you know, some of the states are gaming that work requirement, so they're not enforcing it. And there's plenty of flexibility there for somebody who can't work, you know, maybe has dependents or, you know, for health reasons, something can't work. But, I mean, you know, a reasonable work requirement, common sense, that's what we're working to get and to try to get that included in this compromise between the House and Senate. And I just hope we can get there because we need to get this farm bill in place for our farmers.
Now, if you do not do that during the lame duck here, then you have to start all over, right?
Yeah, then we got to pass it in the new Congress. And I really think we put together a good farm bill that our farmers and ranchers like. We spent a ton of time on it. It's a good product. There's no reason we can't finish it. We should finish it. sponsor, everybody that's talking to their House member, their Senate member, I hope they're saying, hey, just, let's do this now. And that's certainly, and I've been working this real hard. Again, I think we might get it. I'm not saying we're not going to get it, but I'm just pushing everyone. I don't like any complacency on this.
And again, the stickler is a head scratcher to me, and it really suggests that, you know, I don't envy you and Senator-elect Cramer, and as well as Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong, especially now with a Democratic House, because of the battles ahead. I mean, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous to hold up a farm bill over something as basic and simple as to say, if you're able-bodied, you work and you have a work requirement. You know, I mean, it's and you've compromised on it. They've tried to change the age on it, but you know, this is not difficult. I mean, it just seems to me to be pure politics.
No, that's it, Scott. That's why I take a minute to always explain it. Look, this is a work requirement where we're saying, hey, we want to get people back to self-sufficiency. That's good for people. That's what we want. There's plenty of flexibility in there, so if somebody can't work for some reason, so be it. But you just don't want, you know, any of the states to, in essence, not enforce it to game the system. And that's really what we're talking about. So that's a pretty common sense thing that I would think everybody could get behind.
So bottom line, you've got a window here to, you know, ultimately have it done, have some certainty for growers going into 2019. Otherwise, it's probably going to be a while, huh?
Well, yeah. Again, I am sincerely hoping and pushing and working, and this is priority one. I mean, so again, I think we'll get it in the lame duck here, but we've still got to get some people to agree. So we're working it, and I don't like, you know, anybody kind of saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to get it." No, let's do it. Let's do it now. You know, because that clock keeps running. Because, like you said, if we don't get it done, then we're in the new Congress, and I don't know how long it would take us there. It's hard to say, you know, obviously with the House. I don't think the Senate would change too much, but obviously, but with the House, with a Democrat majority, you know, how long then does it take to get it done? I just don't know.
Another question related to trade, obviously impacting our growers as well quite a bit. You know, with the new NAFTA, you know, I've heard numbers as high as 88% of our products are shipped to either Canada or Mexico for ag products. So that would suggest that we've checked a lot of boxes of North Dakota growers. Yet I still hear a fair amount of concern, especially obviously in the soybean world because of China. And you've said all along China's going to take a little bit longer. I mean, just walk me through the stages that are the sort of the next steps on getting some of these trade deals done.
Right. Well, I mean, you described it exactly right. We've got the USMCA, which is being put in place now, and that's trade with both Canada and Mexico. That's improved. That will help our growers. For example, the downgrading of our wheat that's going on right now, that has to be stopped. There's other things that we've got in there that we worked hard to get with the administration that will improve trade with both Canada and with Mexico. We're a huge leader in ag. We're a huge leader in energy. We send a lot to export out of our state. So that's going to help. We still have to deal with the tariffs on steel and aluminum. That creates some issues. And then, as you say, the bigger problem is getting the China deal done. And what we're trying to do right now is get some exclusions where we have manufacturers like Bobcat and others, where they bring in certain components from places like China and they'll charge tariffs on those. There is a process for exclusions. We're trying to get those included for our various manufacturers in North Dakota. That would help kind of weather this timeline in the same way we're working on these mitigation or assistance payments for farmers while that negotiation is going on. The key here is that we win that negotiation, we get China to play fair and knock down some of their barriers.
I want to also ask you about a story we're all watching closely because of this caravan making its way some now at the border at Tijuana. You know, a lot of our listeners are just horribly frustrated that we're continuing to talk about building the wall. And I know they partially funded it in the House and, you know, nothing there in the Senate. But what do you think the possibilities are of getting the wall fully funded so we can avoid these instances in the future?
Well, Shelby and McConnell are going up to see the president today. It's about 2:30 this afternoon. Shelby is you know, the chairman of our Pulse Committee, this is something we're pushing for. I mean, come on. You know, we need to fund the law. We need to have people on the border. We need the technology. We need to secure the border. That's what the American people want. So, you know, I think I talked to you. We actually had a strategy and appropriations where we had a plan to move 9 of the bills before the election. We couldn't get agreement with the House. I think had we done that, we'd have more leverage now. You know, but regardless, we have to keep pushing here. And I would think as people see what's going on at the border, you know, again, they'd be telling their congressmen and the senator, hey, we want that wall funded. We want that border secured.
Yeah, it really is just, you know, again, kind of that constant pain point that comes back, and a real showdown that's going to happen down there right now. And I just think of the, you know, the military, 15,000 people. You've got, you know, political leaders down there. You got a lot of folks, you know, expending energy that they wouldn't have to if we had a wall that we're having to do. So I agree. We're all on the same page there. Let me get Jim in South Dakota in here for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for Senator Hovind on that final bill, the farm bill. There was a CRP for 10 years, and then after the 10 years of CRP, it was perpetual easement to the federal government. I want to know if they finally got that taken out, because when the House passed it to the Senate, it did not have that. The Senate attached that in there. Did that get taken out?
Yeah, Jim, I worked real hard on that, and I think we've got that squared away. I do think we have that taken out. I have to be careful until the final bill is done. Of course, around here, nothing's done until it's done, Jim. But I've worked hard to take that out, and I believe we'll have that taken out.
Great. Thank you.
You bet, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I want to ask you a question related to your seat on the Homeland Security Committee. We were talking earlier about the wall and building it and getting it done and pushing this through. There are some reports that the president is not real fond of his Secretary of Homeland Security, Nielsen, and largely it has to do with, I guess, foot dragging is the word I've heard, on the border. I mean, is there going to be a change there, you think, because of that?
You know, it's hard for me to say on that one, Scott. I really don't know. I worked well with Secretary Nielsen. I think she is trying to steer that border. It is frustrating. And clearly, you know, whether she stays or whether the president does make a change, and we recognize, you know, it is not unusual for any administration to make changes after midterm election. Whoever's in there, we all have to work together to secure that border, period.
Speaking of changes, the AG obviously was let go after the midterm. Jeff Sessions out. Now you need an AG. What do you think of Trey Gowdy?
But I think he'd be number one on my list. Number one. I mean, he'd be my first pick. He'd be just outstanding. There's others that would be good. You know, obviously, Pam Bondi would be an interesting one. I think she'd do a fine job. I think she's in the mix. But, yeah, Trey would be, he's just a great guy and just one of the most intelligent legal minds, prosecutor. He'd be right at the top.
Senator John Homan with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Let me get one quick one in here before the break. This is a text. How's the president doing in your estimation? This listener wants to know. It's
well,
a long answer, but...
Well, when you look at the agenda, I think he's on the right agenda. He's on the agenda that's been helpful to our state of North Dakota and for our country. I think it's getting overlooked as we get into a lot of these other things. But look at the underlying fundamentals of the economy. As we cut the regulatory burden, as we cut taxes, we now have economic growth of 3.5% to 4%. Wages are going up. Income's going up. We're creating more than 200,000 new jobs a month. Unemployment at an all-time low. And we've got to keep that economic flow going, because if we combine that with controlling spending, holding on
straight ahead.
Hold that thought, Senator. We'll finish after the break. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and he's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y Chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need the support from the folks who know spray application, and nobody knows it like the guys in High Plains Apache. The new 2019 models are in. The new 40 series of Apache sprayers. Todd, these things are so nice, you could take one of our My Pillows into the cab and then just let the sprayer do the job. Right? You're fluffing out the pillow, right? Don't you think that makes sense? High Plains Apache Mandan, call them at 663-2375 by the new Culver's there, or south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29, and also online at highplainsapache.com. And once you get that, then go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and get a great deal on a new pillow, or better yet, a mattress topper. You just bring the whole bed to the cabinet. Apache Sprayer. I love it. Couple minutes left with Senator John Hoeven, our guest on What's on Your Mind. So you were saying before the break to the texter's question for your take on Trump, they're fulfilling the agenda. That's what your main takeaway.
Exactly. I talked a little bit about the economy, but same thing when you talk about support for our military. Talk about support for our incredible, wonderful law enforcement, securing the border. I think he's going after those fundamental things that strengthen our country and that people want. And, I mean, you know, there's all this back and forth out here every day, gosh. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the important things that move our country forward are these fundamental things that we're working on. And you know, that I think, you know, that I hear about when people talk to me.
A couple other text questions. One, as far as the Farm Bill and food stamps go, with all kinds of welfare government programs, are there any talks about requiring drug testing to qualify for any such program?
Well, there are. I don't know. I'd have to check and see where and when, you know, there's drug testing be required. I'm not sure. That isn't something right now that's on the front burner. It really is more about just what we talked about, the work requirement.
Another question, ask Senator Hoeven when they will start standing up to the Democrats and protect the president we elected. I think the American people are getting tired of all this crap and tired of the Republican senators sitting back doing nothing.
Well, again, I just kind of went through all the things we are doing, and it is the things that I think people want, the fundamentals that strengthen our economy and improve our security and support our military and support law enforcement. And I think that is the agenda they want. That's what we are working on. We are supporting the president on it. We'll continue to do so. And I agree with the point that this other stuff, all this, you know, this constant, you know, talk about, you know, impeachment or investigation, that kind of stuff, that is counterproductive.
I want to ask you a question about something in the news the last couple of days, and that's to do with ROTC members and their benefits. Last night, Chris Berg on Point of View had General Dorman on, and General Dorman said one of the reasons that they've had to, you know, not fulfill the agreements is because of a change in the federal law that happened back in 2015, where there was there previously was the ability through the GI Bill and the Tuition Grant Assistance Program. For you know, cadets to get both, and 2015 the change was you had to pick either or, and so that's causing part of the problem right now. Are you aware of that at all? Is there anything can be done on the federal level to help the ROTC folks?
Yeah, you know, I really wasn't. I guess the DOD changed that a while back, the federal tuition assistance and the post 9/11 GI Bill, in terms of using both. And then there's also I don't know that the Air Guard has used the federal tuition assistance piece. So we're going to look into that and see if we can, you know, make sure that help and support is there for our guardsmen that do such a fabulous job, you know, in terms of their education. We've done work in this area on other things, but we're going to dig into this one. And then the state also plays a part there, and I think the state's going to look at, you know, their piece of it as well. And so, again, for our great guardsmen, we want to make sure that program works. They do such a fantastic job.
How is Senator-elect Kevin Cramer getting along? Are you showing them around the Senate side there at all, or how's that going?
Yeah, no, he's doing, you know, he's kind of going through the orientation and stuff and meeting everybody. But, you know, he knows a number of them, but it's been fun, you know, introducing him. And, sometimes, though, I'll go, like, interview, like, oh, you know, I took him over to Thune, and, you know, Thune's a buddy of mine. I said, oh, you know, John Thune, you know, and he goes, well, actually, yeah, Cramer and Thune were directors for the Republican Party way back when they were, like, just out of college, you know, and so he'd met Thune many years ago, even before I had. So it's kind of fun to learn about some of those things, but I think he's really enjoying it.
You know, I have about 45 seconds left, but I'm curious. Obviously, it's a plus for you to have a Republican colleague from North Dakota now. Yet you lost, you didn't lose it, but the House has lost to the Democrats. What's the difference going to be in this upcoming session of Congress because of that, do you believe? What will we notice?
We'll find out. I mean, the Democrat majority over there is going to have a choice. Will they work with us on things that again, go back to, you know, strengthening our country and benefiting the American people, or are they going to get off into all this political intrigue stuff, which I, you know, I said is counterproductive. So, you know, I just hope they'll work with us in a pragmatic way to get things done, and we'll see.
What would your best guess be? Will they, or is it going to be a partisan gridlock?
Hard to say, but just given the fact that they don't have a very big majority, hopefully there's enough of them that are, you know, not way out liberal, that are more pragmatic and that will join with Republicans on some of this common sense legislation we're working to advance.
All right, we covered a lot of ground today. Thanks for the time, Senator. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Good luck on getting that farm bill done. That is going to be great. Gotta go. God bless. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.